Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted William, and tis the season. It is the first day of the holiday season here at WWGH Radio. Getaway Friday, November 26, 2021, 20 minutes past the hour. Currently 62 degrees here in the studio, like being in the mall. Joined in the studio with, by, or however you would like to say it, Angie Evers. Angie, how you doing?
Well, I'm a little chilly. I got my hat and coat on, but other than that, I'm good.
62. Now, that's inside. That's not outside.
Right.
Right.
My hands are a little cold. I should have brought my gloves.
Well, here we are. A lot to talk about. We had a very busy week, but we have to start on a depressing note tonight. And I hate to start on a sad note, but here we are, not even really 24 hours into the holiday season, and one of the nastiest things that can ever happen during the holiday season has already happened. We walked in the studio tonight, and laying on the table was a Claxton fruitcake. And it took about 45 minutes to move it, because once you get them on the table, they don't move very well. Now, let me see that for a second, because this is just a complete lie, because I don't think it ever had said this before.
It's 1 pound.
1 pound, this thing. You could hurt somebody with this. But on the side here, it says the choice of millions. I don't remember this on the packaging before. Choice of millions. Millions, my Aunt Fanny. This... Maybe 10 people in the United States like these things. Choice of millions.
How long have they been in business?
Oh, since 1910, they say.
Well,
they've only made one. There's no real factory. They've only ever made one. This is it.
Oh, and
this year you got it. There's only been one since 1910. What an awful thing that is. What a way to start the holiday season. Well, boy, that's a bad omen for the holiday season.
Let me tell you, thank you for the listener who brought me the fruitcake.
I'll tell you what, if somebody brought me a fruitcake, I wouldn't be thanking them.
I'm going to try it, though.
Yeah, you better try it when you don't have to talk.
Well, I'm going to try it.
Oh, your teeth are going to fall out.
While I'm at my mom's house, because I know my mom likes these fruitcakes.
Oh, I just...
So...
You know, one year your dad and I called the factory. Yeah, they all come from Claxton, Georgia. And it's some little factory on a street corner in a bad part of town.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to take you on a surprise tour to Georgia, and we're going to go visit the factory. How about that?
Georgia is the peach tree state, not the fruitcake state.
Well, there might be peaches in here. It says there's raisins, orange peel,
cement. It says cement,
walnuts,
doesn't it? Cement.
Cherries, pineapple, papaya.
Brick.
What's nut meats?
It's a cement.
Oh, nut meats is almonds, pecans, and walnuts.
No. Cement.
Cement.
There's cement in there.
Dried whole eggs. What's a dried whole egg?
They don't even crack it. They just throw an egg in there.
You think?
Oh, absolutely. Shell and all.
Maybe that's what makes it a pound?
Eggs from 1910.
Huh. Well, this will be interesting.
You know, in Canada, a fruitcake is a deadly weapon. If you hit somebody with a fruitcake in Canada, it's assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to get that passed here in the States.
Well, you know, last week somebody brought me a clapper.
Yeah, you're getting all the gifts. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Now, the clapper is a good gift, but that horrible piece of garbage, that, no.
Yeah, I'm excited to hook my Christmas tree up to the clapper. Oh, that's going to be fun.
I thought you were going to hook your Christmas tree up to the fruitcake.
No, it'll probably move. It'll be eaten.
You take that outside. You're going to put in some outside decorations out. Just anchor them to that. They'll never go away. I'll tell you, if only they had taken, because now I'm being known for the dog collar. I'm getting people sending me copies of newspapers today. It was in the Delaware Gazette, I guess, this old dog collar thing. If only the Hardings had taken that dog collar and latched it on to a fruitcake, they never would have been able to get it out the window.
Right. They didn't think about that.
What were they thinking?
Well, they were dead.
Yeah, so was the dog.
Yeah. The dog never made it back to Marion?
No, the dog went with the Secret Service agent to some. It didn't die till 1929. I don't even know if it got to keep the collar. But we had a busy week. Just to sort of recap, last Saturday we went to the, speaking of the Hardings, the First Ladies Museum in Canton, Ohio, and saw the writings, the diary of Florence Harding.
Yes, that was very interesting.
We're getting a phone call here. I thought we might get a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Did you see what it said regular on the package?
Oh, yeah, I see that.
That's not indicating the flavor. That's indicating the result.
Wait, wait a second. There's an irregular fruitcake?
No, I said regular is not indicative of the flavor. That's what the result. You're going to be regular at the
end. Oh, like fiber.
Oh. Angie.
Thank you. I need some fiber in my life.
Oh my, it's a disaster. But the First Ladies Museum, we got to see Florence Harding's diary and her card, I believe, lifetime membership to the Girl Scouts of America. It was kind of nice, neat, cool.
Which we did, they did tell us that her diary isn't actually like a diary, it's just a bunch of writings on random pieces of paper, basically.
The things you could make out, she was a very
depressed,
unhappy woman, yeah. And did not like men.
No. I think, you know, she felt that men did her dirty, which, well, they kind of did.
You know what's interesting about that is, you know, that's not something she ever intended for people to read, because it is just scribblings in an old calendar. So you get her real opinion.
Right.
You don't get the varnished, you know, press release White House stuff.
Right.
This is what she really thought.
I try to get as much pictures of them as possible. We were kind of, the time was kind of shortened, so I just did what I could do.
I'm going to try to put those out. I haven't put those out on the internet yet, but I'm going to try to put the pictures of those out to see if people can decipher what she was writing, because the handwriting is very difficult to read.
Right.
We got through some of it. But it was just a nice place. I mean, if you are, Canton's only about an hour or 45 minutes from here. No big highways.
Yeah, it was a really easy drive. I said that I didn't mind that drive at all.
Then we drove on over to the Football Hall of Fame, which is only about 10 minutes from the First Ladies Museum. And that's an interesting place. You know, I'm not a big football person, so it didn't do a whole lot for me. But if you know about football, that'd be a place for you.
I really didn't know much either.
No, I mean,
I was just taking pictures of, like, Browns things because my daughter likes the Browns. So I was just taking pictures of the Browns, and then I had no idea what I was taking pictures of, but
well, it just, to me, like, when we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year, I knew those people.
Right.
I had no idea who the, I mean, I knew who Refrigerator Perry was. I knew who Joan Namath was. I knew things like that. But as far as all these heads, when we walked into the Hall of Fame room, all these bronze heads that they have in there of everybody who's been inducted, I don't know any of those people.
I don't either. I mean, you recognize names, but I guess if you don't really watch football, you don't really know.
So there's that. We did that. And then we went to the Milk and Honey Diner in Canton, which is in that area, that 10-minute spear of area.
Yeah, that was a cute little place. Service really wasn't the best when we went, but it was a nice place.
Good banana splits.
Oh, and they make they make chocolates and candies. I did eat a couple Buckeyes, so they were really good. Did you ever eat yours?
I did.
Sure.
Now, I don't know why you doubt that. Have you seen it?
No.
And then we went to a light show that they have there for free.
Yeah, it was a cute... What do they call it? Where were we?
Someplace in Canton.
Canton. It was like a park. They had set lights up, but you just... It's right next to the Football Hall of Fame. So, but it was a cute little area.
Then we came here and decorated on Wednesday. That was fun. And then came Thanksgiving. Now, Thanksgiving this year was a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, we were having so much fun, nobody took any pictures. So that's why no pictures exist of Thanksgiving. But your mom was there, and your daughter was there, and my mom was there, and Sean was there, and Linda stopped by, and one of your daughter's friends was there.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a real congregation at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
8 people, I think.
And everything went well. I mean,
yeah.
All the food
turkey
went
was
well.
Cooked easy. All the food was fine.
Except I had to remake my mashed potatoes because I think I overcooked them. They were disgusting. So they all went in the trash and I had to redo them. So that's not fun having to peel potatoes. So I only peeled half as many as I peeled the first time because that's a lot. My hands, I don't think, could move.
But it was a fun holiday, I think. Everybody had a good time. You know, we had an interesting discussion about should you tell people if you don't like them. I think this is an interesting discussion because I think you should. Because if you don't tell people when you don't like them, then the people that you like, do they ever really know if you like them? Because if you like everybody, that kind of sounds false.
But, I mean, if you don't like somebody, do you want them to know?
I don't care. Well, now, why would I care? If I don't like them, their opinion probably doesn't mean a whole lot to me.
I mean, if I didn't like you, I probably just wouldn't talk to you.
Well, I'm not saying you have to walk up to their face and tell them you don't like them, but I don't think you should pretend that you do like them if their name comes up in conversation.
I don't know. I would probably... I mean, there's only a couple people I've ever really had issues with, but I just don't talk to them.
Well, I don't even know if it's issues. I think it's more along the... Well, no, I'm not saying you talk to them, but if somebody says, hey, do you like blah, blah... I don't think you should lie and say, well, yes, I do.
Well, I mean, I probably wouldn't lie. I would probably just say, I don't care for them, maybe.
Right, but people put on the false facade all the time.
I don't know, unless I think that they might go back and say something, like if it was somebody I didn't really know or trust.
Well, what do you think, audience?
I probably wouldn't say anything.
Should you be false? If somebody, now this comes back, you know, do you lie? I mean, because that technically is a lie. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You're either a liar or you're being mean, I guess. I think somebody died.
I know. I wonder what's going on.
I've heard an ambulance, a fire engine, and now a couple police cars. I think somebody's dead. See, this is the holidays. A tree probably went up today. House went up. 740-383-9944. Maybe somebody dropped a fruitcake on somebody's foot.
Maybe.
That'd be the end. You'd have to get your foot cut off.
Well, if we were not on the air, I would turn on my scanner app to see if I could find out what was going on.
Well, my question is, does anybody believe that should you not be truthful if somebody asks you if you like somebody? This comes up at the holidays a lot.
But
people
why,
might face this at Christmas.
Why is it that other person's business? Like, why does it matter to them if you like somebody or not?
Well, because at the holidays, here comes another one.
Yeah.
My goodness, it must be World War III somewhere out there. Sometimes at the holidays, you tend to be around people you're not around a whole lot, so these conversations come up.
Well, oh boy.
It's a mess out there tonight.
Yeah.
But I think, are you stunned by this now?
Yeah.
But I just don't believe in being dishonest. But on the other hand, I will tell people if I like them. I go out of my way to say, you know, I really like you. I think you're a very good person. You could ask me anybody right now in the world if I liked or disliked them. And I would tell you.
On the air?
On the air. Because what is too
hard? I'm not going to do that.
No, because I think secrets are bad. I think when you hide things, that's where you get in trouble. Because if you pretend you like somebody, and then you don't invite them to something, or whatever, because you really don't like them, then you're stuck.
Hmm. I mean, I know you and I are just a little different on these kind of things. I don't like any type of, I guess, confrontation. So I would probably just, oh, yeah, sure, you can come on over and...
Yeah, but see, doesn't that ruin the holiday for you? Here's what I learned a long time ago. Let me tell you a little story once upon a time. And I don't think I've ever told you this story, but this is a holiday story. And I believe it was Thanksgiving, many, 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 many years ago. Somebody I knew cooked the dinner for Thanksgiving and put a lot of effort into it. And, it was my family that was coming to this. It was my family Thanksgiving. And my family, I don't think they were trying to be rude, but it was the first time this person had ever really cooked Thanksgiving for my family.
Mm-hmm.
So they were, I think it took a little longer, like the dinner was at 5, but it wasn't ready to like 5:30 or 6, the food or something.
Right.
And I didn't notice anything going on that was bad. I couldn't pinpoint that anybody was saying anything negative. But when it was over, when the meal was over and everybody went home, this person was in tears. Because they said, this is how your family acted. And I learned that night that you should not pretend, you know, I should have just told them, my family, because I didn't see anything wrong with it being 5:30 or 6, to just, you know, shut up. You know, be glad anybody's feeding you.
But you didn't realize that was going on?
No, I didn't realize that it was coming off so bad. I didn't realize that there was such pressure.
Hmm.
Being put on the person cooking the meal.
Yeah.
Because I would have just blown it off because they were my family. I didn't...
Right.
Anything they were saying was not anything important to me. Like last night, it was at my house. Now, I should have kicked some people out if they got out of line because that's another thing in etiquette land in the holidays. You should not go to somebody's house and be rude.
Right.
So last night, there was one person being a little rude last night. I should have shown them to the door because they came to my house for a meal. Right?
Well, I don't know about that.
But I mean, that's a rude thing. If you would ask an etiquette person, if somebody invites you over for something, you don't be rude.
But I guess maybe at the holidays, there's certain things you talk about and certain things you don't talk about, and maybe the topic just wasn't appropriate.
I didn't bring it up. I just elaborated on a person who, you know, I don't like. But that's life. There's just some people you don't like.
Right. Not everybody gets along.
No. So what do you think? The audience is stunned by this whole topic because they don't know what to say. Because nobody will say what they really feel. Now, should you lie and be false with people? Or should you tell them the truth? I think you should tell them the truth. Level with them. People are people. That's the way it goes. If somebody didn't like me, I wouldn't mind that. One less Christmas gift to buy. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This is why there's a lot of angst at holiday time.
Yeah, holiday time is a stressful time of year.
You know, for a long time, I don't know if the numbers are still true, but more people committed suicide at the holidays. It's the most depressing time of the year for a lot of people. It's more fights erupt, more things break out. It's very interesting.
Right. It's just stress. People, I don't think, know how to cope with stress. And stress takes a toll on your body.
It certainly does, but I had a fun time yesterday. You know, people hearing this might not think I did, but see, I think that's what the holidays are like. You know, I think the holidays do bring out loud conversations and, because you're not around those people all the time. I don't like a quiet little get-together.
Yeah. I guess my family's probably quiet. I mean, they're not quiet. I mean, we talk. Probably not confronting or, what am I trying to say? Conflicting information. I don't know.
Well, sometimes I disagree with people just to get them moving, get the party moving.
We laughed a lot last night.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. You know, sometimes conflict and saying things that are a little off color make you laugh.
Right. But I did, which I remember you telling me this before, but your story about Sean and when he got his wisdom teeth pulled.
Yes.
That was a funny story. That's a very funny story. And we all laughed and laughed.
I'll have to put that in my act.
Yes.
I even had the kids laughing with that one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was one of the things I liked the most, is these two, you know, your daughter who's 15 and her friend who came over, who lives in my neighborhood, who's like 15 as well, mm-hmm. they went off and did their TikToks and things, but they also did come out and laughed, and they were having a good time. You know what I thought? Because they said they were having fun listening to us talk to each other, and I think it's because their generation doesn't talk like that.
No.
they're not used to seeing things like that.
No, definitely not.
And Linda, dear sweet Linda here at the station, stopped over and she was laughing her head off down there at the end of the table because it's fun, I think, a little bit. You know, I don't want to say I put on a show, but at the holidays,
You entertain.
I try to entertain. I try to keep the room moving. I don't want everybody to just sit and, well, yeah. Boy, this is really, really good. Yep. Did you hear about Johnny? Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Uh-huh. See, no. That, you ain't getting that party if you come to my house. Put me to sleep.
Yeah, your house has always been fun for parties.
I just keep them. I try to keep them. When I sense that there's a dull moment, I'll say something to try to get somebody going.
Yeah.
Or I'll tell a story, the wisdom teeth story.
I mean, you do a good job with that.
But now, see, there's an example. I did say I didn't like somebody last night, but I love Linda. And I don't even know if she's listening to this. Linda Sims is one of the nicest, kindest people that I have ever met. I'm so glad she showed up in the midst of, like, four Thanksgivings yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody likes Linda.
Yeah, Linda's very, very nice.
Your mother, funny, because I've gotten to know your mother a lot better since your father departed. I didn't know her that well before. I mean, we would always talk at the holidays and things, but not like now.
Right.
And I really like her. I think she's a fun lady. And she's honest, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like that. And she has a good laugh and has a good time, you know. I saw her laughing last night. That was fun. And I like your daughter. I do. You know, she's from a different generation, but she's fun. You know, it was fun to watch them in my office with my light ring making TikToks. You know, that was fun for the holiday. And I always like Sean. I mean, I tell Sean the things I don't like, and he could be out there listening. But by and large, I always have a good time with Sean. He gets the joke when I'm making fun of him, that I'm not doing it to be mean. I'm just doing it to have fun.
Yeah, he's a good sport.
Yeah, so there's fun. And, of course, you and I have never had an argument. So it's always fun. And you're a really good cook. And that comes in handy. You were doing, like, cooking. You were cleaning while we were all talking. And I felt bad because I don't do that. I'll get to that later on.
Yeah, but, you know, I've hosted Thanksgiving before. So it's not like it's anything new to me to do that.
That's yeah, but I just... want you to be a part.
I was a part. Your kitchen and your living room's all right there.
Well, that does make it. I love that we all sat at the same table. I think that will be a new thing. I never really did that. You know, some people sat at the table. Some people sat on the furniture. Some people sat on the couch. But when you put a table up, an extra table in the room, people do actually sit at it.
Oh, yeah.
And we did that last night. And that was fun. Everybody sat the entire time at the table. Mm-hmm. And we were there for like 3 minutes. It was not a just eat and then pull your phone out. I mean, we all talked for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a good time.
It was really, really enjoyable. So, I had a great Thanksgiving. When it was all over last night, I thought, boy, that was fun.
Yeah, I'm just sad we didn't get any pictures.
I think it's because we were having fun.
Yeah, you don't stop to think.
You don't stop to take a picture.
Right.
And we had great food. I think your mom's corn casserole went over tremendously. Sean, who really is picky about food, really liked it. My mom liked it. I liked it. It was very good.
I think mom calls it corn pudding.
Well, here's an example.
But I don't know if there's a difference between corn pudding and corn casserole. I don't know.
Here's an example of your mother's honesty. And I like this. She brought... I call them Jell-O blocks, but you call them Knox blocks? Okay. So, there were Knox blocks, and I love Jell-O. I love Jell-O and everything. And we were having, you know, these blocks, and you asked me, did I have any Jell-O blocks, Knox blocks?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes, I think I did. And I thought I did. And she said, no. No, you didn't.
She was watching.
But I was glad to have them. They're very good. You know the problem with Thanksgiving? Here's what I've learned. You can have the best dish on the table, and you've still got a lot left. Because there's so much food.
Right. Well, I think a lot of the recipes, you know, just, they're made bigger.
Well, we had turkey. We had ham. We had cranberry sauce. We had rolls. We had corn pudding. We had Knox blocks. We had deviled eggs. We had mashed potatoes. We had yam casserole. We had...
Your mom made cheesy potatoes.
Oh, my mom made cheesy potatoes. And we had this chip dip that she makes with hamburger and salsa and refried beans and... We had two pumpkin pies and whipped cream and a carrot cake, and there's just so much. I mean, I don't know how, and people did eat, but it's just, and Linda brought candy bars, and it's just too much. I mean, it's good that, I mean, but you're just going to have leftovers. It's really no indication of how good the food was. There's just so much.
Yeah, we don't normally have turkey and ham, but Natalie said she... would rather have ham than turkey, so... But I liked the ham. I thought it was good. The turkey was good. Everything turned out good.
Well, I'm glad we had a diversity of food. Because, I mean, I really don't... It doesn't bother me in the end. The only thing we came near to running out of was beverage. And I try to tell people that people go through the beverage.
Well, I think I had a can of pop. And there was some waters.
So how was your Thanksgiving, by the way? There was ours. 740-383-9944. How was your Thanksgiving? Everybody's very quiet tonight all of a sudden.
Maybe they're out Black Friday shopping.
Well, it is one of those particular times of year. This morning we topped the WWGH Christmas tree with our shellacked pizza dough star, which I like. I think that's very nice.
Oh, yeah. I thought it is... very nice.
I think it's very unique, and it will forever be our tree topper. Now, it's a little heavy for the tree, but it's dog-collared onto the tree.
See, that makes it, like, perfect. You got the dog collar in there and your pizza dough.
Yeah. Well, and we always, it's interesting because we always have pizza at the Christmas party here. So that really is a fitting star for the holidays.
Yep.
And that's real pizza dough. All right. Was there anything else we needed to talk about? Oh, I sent my Grinch. I got an early Christmas gift. Was this after the show last week? I think it was, wasn't it? Came Wednesday?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I got an early Christmas gift. It's a Grinch train because I love the Grinch. And this is the greatest thing. You got this for me.
Mm-hmm.
And last night we set that up around the table. So the Grinch train was going around and the Grinch was going around. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's actually really cute.
All right, go ahead, caller.
You guys sure sound lonely this evening.
Yeah, it's a little lonely. Everybody's out shopping or something. I don't know.
The that dog collar, because I heard part of that this morning. Would that by chance be the famous Pilford dog collar from President Harding? Or
Walmart
special or something?
No, but this dog collar came about because of that, because when that made national news, somebody was listening the other day, and that's how this dog collar showed up.
Oh.
I think they're looking for the $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good reward, but something tells me that Pilford dog collar is in hiding somewhere, never to be found. But let's hope. I mean, it's kind of mean. Like, it's very mean, stealing that. It's a piece of history, and I think we should get it back from the person.
Well, I don't know why it would be never to be found. I really don't know. At this point, what's the point of keeping it?
I don't know. I mean, it's not like you can sell it, or you couldn't get away with it because everybody knows it was stolen. That made national press. The whole world knows about it.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Things spread quickly nowadays with the internet. Everybody knows. People in Utah and Alaska see the article. So there's no secrecy anymore.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that's what that article did yesterday, or that story did, is that whoever has it, and somebody does, somebody took it, period, they now know that we know, and they now know that we're offering a reward. That's what that did yesterday.
Now, is Dick going back to his old ways? Do you think he might have taken it, or is he off the hook?
No, I think he already said that there was no...
Not to look at him.
Not to look at him for this one.
It wasn't his great-granddaughter or anybody, right?
No.
It's not his family.
You know, I was
kind of wondering, because of his history, I didn't know.
No, I think the person yesterday, when they heard about this, were probably thinking, geez, should I do it? Should I, is this a trap? I think is what they're thinking. No, there's really $1,000. It is in a bank, just like the story says. I mean, the AP would not run a false story. The money is in a bank. The person wants to be anonymous, and, it would be great to have it returned at the holiday time. And I'm not going to turn anybody in, and nobody will force me to do that. If the police chief came here, if we found it, and said, you have to tell me, I would say no, because you can't do that. You can't offer a reward. It's just like, if you lose your dog, and you say, I'm going to give you a $500 reward, and somebody brings the dog back, you can't then, charge them with taking your dog.
What do you think might happen? Because Chief Jay is on the program from time to time. If he were here on your morning show and the person showed up with the dog collar requesting the bounty, would you think he would just pardon that person? What do you think might happen? That would be kind of a embarrassing and ironic and kind of a surprising situation, I guess.
Well, I would think they wouldn't come in if the chief was on the show.
They might not know.
Well, I would hope they'd be listening.
As much as I'd like to think everybody is married and listens, so that would be...
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I don't think it's that many people, but certainly most people. So, yeah, I guess a person should know if we have somebody on the air at the time. But either way, I think we're most interested in getting the dog collar back.
That's it. It's not about... I don't... this whole idea of holding somebody accountable for this, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think it's about... sentimental value and the importance to our history, and not about slapping cuffs on somebody. I talked about that this morning. I would agree. We just need to get that back.
I've interviewed Richard Carey two or three times now about this whole Lady Justice thing, and to be honest with you, had he thought he was going to be charged, that still wouldn't be back. And I have no doubt in my mind, because he was adamant first of all, it was gone for 28 years, and then he was adamant about it not being said that he had it. And he kept that a secret another 30 years before he came clean. So 58 years from the moment he took this until he came clean, that was a complete secret as to who had that.
Yeah, I mean, he's 89 now. I mean, gosh, it's like his whole life has been about Lady Justice.
What a sad life. No, no, I'm kidding.
Do you know personally this anonymous individual who is putting up the $1,000? I think you might have mentioned that, but not even you know. We have no idea who this person is. Not even, you don't even know.
I do know who it is, but I don't want to say that as to say that I know them personally. I don't know them personally, but there was an agreement that I would never say who it was, so I won't. I haven't told anybody.
No, and it's sworn to secrecy, but I wasn't sure. So the whole thing is a fascinating study in sociology, but you know, we do need that dog collar back. So the Christmas tree dog collar harnessing was kind of coming from that. The idea of the dog, maybe it'll be a predictor of things to come, that if we dog collar is part of the tree fascinating arrangement, that the important, famous dog collar will come back. I guess that's kind of what you were thinking.
We can only hope. Well,
let's hope so. Well, hopefully you guys get some more calls and ones that are more interesting than this particular call, because usually when I call them, I am someone who might stimulate some ideas and answer your trivia question, provide an opinion, but this call was kind of boring because I'm driving to an errand, so I thought I would help with your loneliness, and hopefully it was effective. But yeah, I appreciate the information about the dog collar, and let's get it back. That's the most important thing. I don't know what else to say.
Have fun.
Okay, have a good evening.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That became kind of the topper of the week, was that the national media picked up this whole dog collar story, and it appeared in a lot of newspapers today. It was on radio stations that were... I love the fact that other radio stations had to mention this station. You know, that's kind of irony. But, you know, it went all over the world. That story went all over the world. That's really something.
It did. I Googled to see where all it went. There's, I mean, many, many places all over.
Right. So there you go. So we've got to thank that person who put up that reward money. That was where it all started.
My mom said that Channel 4 had this story on their news tonight.
Channel 4 had that story on their news.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wonder what they said. People in Marion are nuts. No, I bet Colleen Marshall did that.
Probably.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Colleen. See, I don't have a problem with Colleen Marshall. I didn't realize there was all this conflict with Colleen.
Oh, she was very, very nice. I liked her.
Wonder if she was on the news tonight. I wonder if she's the one who said it.
I don't know. We'll have to check it out and see who was it. I really like Jim Ganahl, too.
Yeah, Jim was a good guy. Well, the Channel 4 news. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's going around the world. When a story like this gets moving, you know, it gets moving.
Yeah.
I don't know why this thing can't be returned.
Yeah, I don't...
You get $1,000, for God's sake.
Gosh, I wish I knew who had it, because I could sure use $1,000.
You know, with all the narcs in town... And all the narcs all over the world, you would think somebody would know something about this dog collar. Not one tip. Not one phone call. And nobody apparently knows anything.
Nope.
I mean, give us a call if you've heard anything. Even like in the back room talk. Even a rumor. You know, a rumor can turn out to be true. We don't know. 740-383-9944. By the way, it is the Christmas season. If you send us a WWGH Christmas card to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302, make sure you put your return address on there and we will send you a card back. I'm going to look into this weekend to getting a personalized card. How much do one of those cards, that's just a card, one card, but it's a picture?
Well, those are cheap.
Well, I might do that this year. We've sent cards out in the past, but I thought, what would do people want on a card from us, though? What would they like?
You know what would be neat?
What's that?
I keep getting this advertisement up on my phone on Facebook, and it says that you can get magnets. That's what you should do. Get a magnet. WWGH. That way people can put it on their fridge.
A Christmas magnet?
Well, sure. Or any magnet.
Would they leave that up all year round?
Well, yeah. I have Christmas things on my fridge from all year round.
Well, I'm just trying to think of a famous picture that we would have that had to do with this station that we could put on a card for the Christmas holiday.
Well, when was the last time everybody was together?
Probably the anniversary, I would think. Go ahead, caller.
You need to make a card, you eating a fruitcake.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, that might go over pretty good.
Oh, nobody wants a... Are you sending us a Christmas card?
No, I never send Christmas cards.
Well, no, you just send one to us and we'll send you one back. You'll be so excited to get it in the mail.
Are they all going to be different, or are they all going to be the same?
Well, I think we might differ. I'm trying to think of pictures that we could use that would be fun from our eight-year history here. I don't know. Did you see it on the Channel 4 news tonight? That's interesting.
No, I was watching a football game on Channel 10.
Well, I'll tell you, it was on the Channel 4 news. That's exciting.
Mom said it was the weekend people doing the news.
Oh, the weekend people came in early. Colleen got a long weekend, I guess. Well, I appreciate that. I'm telling you, this dog collar might just turn up.
The only thing I'm worried about is if somebody had it and they got nervous about having it, and they might have took it over to Evans Quarry or someplace and just threw it, you know, to get rid of it.
See, I would not understand the point of that, though.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, you would never get caught with it if you kept it around. You know, somebody.
Yeah, but we got to go back to the initial stealing of it. Nobody has a clue as to why they did this. See, you can't say it was financially motivated, and you can't say, you know, it was just I stole something and I got caught, so I threw it in a quarry. So you got to know the motive as to why they took it, as to understand what has happened to it in the last 9.5 years. That's the weird thing about it.
Yeah, that would help. But, you know, if somebody was really worried about getting in trouble for it, you know, they sure wouldn't want it around there. You know, wouldn't want it around.
But isn't it odd to people? Don't people find it strange that there has never been a suspect? There has never been... The police department of Marion, Ohio has never developed a suspect in 9.5 years. Nobody's ever been questioned, accused, nothing.
I wonder if they took any fingerprints.
I mean, I just find that baffling. I mean, usually in the most obscure cases, somebody knows something. Somebody has seen something. There is nothing. I remember the day this was stolen. I was on the air during that time, and there was the initial story about it being stolen, and that was it. There was never a follow-up. There was never a suspect. There never was anything. Nothing. Like it never happened.
Yeah, that's strange, because normally somebody, especially if they're a drinker, they get drunk and they'll spill the beans or something.
Oh, we're getting a story about this dog collar. It was in Pittsburgh. Channel 2, WKDKA, Channel 2 in Pittsburgh, $1,000 reward offered for a long-lost dog collar stolen from the home of President Warren G. Harding. Oh, my. What a thing to be known for.
Well, be better if we do locate it.
Well, if we find it, that'll be a big story. What a holiday story.
You know, that'll be back on the news that it was located.
Get out there. Couldn't find the collar. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Boy, I'm telling you, it's the holidays. People don't know what they're doing. They're probably out there putting lights out, electrocuting themselves.
Yes.
KDKA, how about that? Had the story about our little dog collar here in Marion, Ohio. KDKA, is that where we were? When I was in Pittsburgh, the television station, KDKA? That is, the way this is spreading like wildfire is unbelievable to me. But we thank our listener out there who's out tonight, John, for sending that information in. Well, we're going to break. If you know anything about the dog collar, give us a call, 740-383-9944.
And circled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a